For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's going to be a huge Friday. Hopefully it's a big feel-good Friday with the Knicks game 3 Thursday night and the NFL draft. And so definitely not a feel-good Tuesday with that loss last night. Josh is in Fairlawn, wants to talk some Knicks. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. What's happening, brother?
Nothing. So it's funny you guys were talking about Karl Anthony Towns, Gio specifically. I think he was the perfect addition to this team because they needed to raise the ceiling. The worst move possibly in the history of the Knicks was 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. This guy, think about adding Karl Anthony Towns to a team that, and this is hypothetical because obviously DiVincenzo was in that trade, but imagine him on a team with a guy like Hartenstein and a guy like DiVincenzo. Dogs, right? You have to have those dogs in the playoffs or else your ceiling is capped. So to me, getting rid of all of your bullets. You wanted to give 2 first-round picks for Bridges? Fine. The guy is the softest stop-and-pop shooter I've ever seen watching basketball. And Boomer, this is actually kind of a comparison that you might understand. I'm a huge Rangers fan. Watching the Rangers play hockey can be a beautiful thing. But the second they get punched in the mouth, what happens? They cower. Panarin, cowers. Zibanejad, cowers. This team got more skillful, but much softer, and that's a recipe for disaster. So I don't blame Karl Anthony Towns. I don't even blame Thibodeau. I blame what they surrounded this new core with, which is a bunch of fluff, and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a good call, Josh. But the scenario that you painted there would have been impossible. Like you said, you know, DiVincenzo was in the deal for Karl Anthony Towns. And by the way, you can't get on the Knicks for not signing Isaiah Hartenstein because
They wanted to, but they couldn't.
Right. They could sign him to a much less. I mean, the NBA rules are so stupid. You know, some guys you could sign for more than other teams. Some guys you could sign for less than other teams. So they weren't able to pay him as much as Oklahoma City was able to pay him. So you can't necessarily get mad at that. And as far as the Bridges thing, it's not so much the 5 first-round picks going, because hopefully those picks are just not even relevant because the Knicks will be in the playoffs and it'll be way down in the first round. It's just that them as assets, what else could have they gotten other than Mikal Bridges from an impact standpoint for a player to come in and turn this thing around? And as far as, you know, Karl Anthony Towns goes, if you're making that trade and he's an all-star starter and he's supposed to raise the ceiling of the team, then the role players shouldn't be the thing that has to get him going. I'm sorry. Now, you want to tell me that he's scoring 40 points and he's got 18 rebounds and he's putting the team on his back and they're losing because he doesn't have enough role players around him? Okay, fine.
They got more than enough role players.
Exactly.
And they got a great player in OG Anunoby who basically was not given an opportunity late in the game last night. And you can see the frustration on his face. 2 things. 44 minutes for Jalen Brunson. This is not a walk in the park 44 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Detroit knows that they have to force him and make him play hard on both ends of the court. And he's not a great defender. We know that. And, you know, he took accountability for the Schroeder three last night because they didn't get the switch with he and Josh Hart. But you, from the moment of the opening tip to the last whistle, it is a frenetic 44 minutes for Jalen Brunson. And for the most part, he handles it. I would tell him, I would say for 96% of the game, he handles it perfectly. And he's tough, and he goes into the paint, and he somehow gets his shot off. And last night he found Bridges a couple times late in the game, and Bridges had his opportunities. And I said it again this morning, 6 o'clock, I'll say it again now. He had his opportunities last night. He had three of them in particular that he missed. He missed. I mean, he had a chance to be a hero last night. He had a chance to do what campaign did in game one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
And as far as them getting punched in the mouth and not reacting, see, I'll disagree with that. This team is definitely not as tough as last year's team. There's no way to compare those two. But they were down for a majority of game one and then exploded and came back. And then they also were down a majority of this game. You know, as much as, you know, 13, 14, whatever it was.
They didn't have a lead since 16-15.
Right. And they came back and they tied the game and obviously had an opportunity to win. And then Bridges doesn't go in. Schroeder's does. So, I mean, it's not like they cowered and laid down and then, you know, saw the Pistons run all over them and then win by 30.
No, they fought. Listen, this is a competitive bunch. You know, Josh Hart's up there at 6'5", trying to get rebounds amongst the trees. I mean, he's busting his ass. You know, he had an off game last night, too.
Yeah, and as far as the depth and the bench players, and yes, this team could have been constructed a little bit better in that regard. But there's in this particular series, they're so much more talented than the team that's out there that they're playing. But the team that they're playing is, you know, tougher. They're getting more rebounds. They're playing better defense. They're more physical. And, you know, they're better from the three-point line. You know, which has been a problem for them all entire year for the Knicks is defending that. So I still think they win this series, but just watching them just not get on the track, it's almost like, you know, you get a screen door and like it'll still open and close, but it's not on the track. So like it serves its function, but it's not moving the way it needs to.
And then there's like a opening at the back of it, and that's where the mosquitoes come
right.
in.
Right, like you can still, but you can still move it. You know, you can still move, but it's just not right. Like, that's the way I feel about the Knicks. They're just slightly off from where they're supposed to be.
But do you understand what I'm saying about, like, Bridges' opportunities last night?
Well, of course, yeah. No,
I mean, that's a pretty simple way of looking at it. There's more that goes into everything. And there are certain things that he does well, and I'm sure he did a few things well last night. But there are those moments, you know, and certain guys rise to that occasion. And look, he was a national champion in college.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that he's not a championship player, but I just know that he had opportunity last night.
Yeah, I'm not big on the in any sport as far as like, well, you know, even though it comes down to that moment, but I could counter that with, you know, they're getting the snot kicked out of them the entire night. you know, and then they had to have this flurry of activity to get back tied and then, you know, have Mikal Bridges huck up these threes to try to they shouldn't even be in that position.
I know that, but I'll go back to last year again for the Mets. Last year we were talking about Pete Alonso had how many times did he have a chance to be the hero in the regular season and he failed.
Yeah, I mean, and also give credit to the Pistons to getting Mikal Bridges. You know, he was the guy that was taking the shots from beyond the arc where the only shots he seems to be able to hit are the mid-range jumpers. Like, that's, you know, they're like, okay. You know.
And he's money there, by the way.
Yeah, he hits, he's automatic from there. But it's, I mean, somebody else has got to step up. We understand that. But, every time that he shoots the ball from three, if it goes in, I'm shocked.
I'll tell you one thing, though. It is competitive. They are... Both teams.
They're
getting after each other. You saw a couple of Pistons go up for dunks and come down on their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting after each other. So this is exactly the type of basketball I want to see. I want to see competitive, in-your-face, push-around basketball. The referees, for the most part, are kind of letting them play. You know, like when you see Karl Anthony Towns on Tobias Harris and he's backing him down. He's throwing his shoulder into
that. That was great. I want to see more of that.
They're letting that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if that's a regular season, that's a foul called as soon as the, you know, Karl Anthony Towns backs into Tobias Harris, they're going to call a foul one way or the other. And at least they're letting that part of it go. But, man, I'll tell you, it is a physical series. There is no question.
I mean,
you can understand why guys get hurt.
I mean, it is ironic that the team that Tibbs is playing is more of a Tibbs team than Tibbs' own team. I mean, it really is funny to see that.
And the two biggest differences are Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.